loading beautifully, as you see. Okay, just about working. The free option looks a lot less appealing than we initially thought it would. So at the time we were doing about 22 million unique visitors a month, and we were making a significant amount of money, but not an enormous amount of money. And we looked at how we would expand that site. So we looked at how ambitious we could be. We looked at how the site would expand to being 30 million, 40 million users a month. And we looked at a few things about that. We looked at how much money would that bring in. And we felt that really that would bring in not a tremendous amount more money than we're getting at the time, because a lot of that audience is going to be this kind of drive-by, often overseas traffic. We then looked at kind of creatively what we would do to try and get to 30 million or 40 million. And we looked at what our peers were doing in terms of what you do if you're trying to get an absolutely enormous kind of drive-by audience on the site, traffic on your site. We looked at how people were doing this kind of piling high news. They would write 15, 20 versions of every single news story that happened to ensure they just carry on top of Google News all day. We looked at how a lot of people were really going a very long way from the brand of their parent company. So if you look at newspapers where online they have one agenda and in print they have a different agenda. And the agenda online was often an awful lot about celebrities, an awful lot about stories about people having gruesome accidents, this kind of thing. We felt that actually we were very confident what the Times did and what Times journalism stood for, and that we wanted to do that rather than to suddenly start writing an awful lot about starlets getting out of cars with underwear malfunctions. We also looked commercially at what you do if you've got that kind of 30, 40 million audience to try and turn that into enough money to really start helping the newspaper, helping to sort of ensure that Times journalism has a future. And when we looked at some of the commercial things that other sites were doing, where they were enormously intrusive advertising, if you're trying to get a sort of drive-by visitor who comes to your site, you know, once, if you're trying to get some advertising revenue out of them, you're going to put 6, 7, 8 ads on that page. You're going to do a lot of work with getting very, very close to partners. So we looked at a lot of sites where things, the barrier between journalism and commercial was really getting very thin. So overall, we were a little bit skeptical about that path. Then we looked at the other path, which was terrifying, because as we know, it is a leap into the dark doing what we're in the process of doing. We were very, we understood immediately this would change our audience, change our relationship with our audience. So really, we started looking at what you can do on a site that has a real audience you have a real relationship with. You can't do on a free-to-air site that you're not trying to attract this kind of drive-by audience. So editorially, you have a very different kind of guidelines, very different imperatives. We were able to build a site which is a site where really it genuinely has the reader at its heart. When you're building a free site, you have a lot of other issues about how can we get people to click through lots and lots of pages so we can dish up lots and lots of ads. For us, we say you can paginate the article or you can read it all at once. We can put as much copy on different pages as we want to. So we're quite happy if somebody gets an article page and they read little snippets from a bunch of other stories, because we don't mind if they click off to that story if they stay there. What we're interested in is a happy reader who is going to come back and is going to renew their subscription or is going to look at the site and like what they see. And that really goes for everything. So when you're doing community on Times Online, we're getting 5,000 comments a day, which is nice, but I don't think it's actually a real community. I don't think it's something where people would say they felt like they were part of the Times. I think people would say it was a particularly deep or meaningful relationship they had with the journalists. We're looking at lots of things now where really you can bring the journalist much closer to the readers. The biggest change is really we have to start really, really thinking about customer service, about customer loyalty, about how we treat the people who come to the site and how we relate to them. And I think that's a very, very different model to the kind of drive-by sites that we've seen many of our competitors build. So we looked at all that, and what we've done over the last 18 months is build a new site. Over the last year, we've been on the new site. That launched about 2 or 3 weeks ago. And it's been launched behind registration. So you register for this period. And at some point in the next few weeks, we will start asking people for payment, and people will have to pay to see that site. The reaction we've had, kind of creatively and critically, has been very, very positive, I think. I was kind of expecting just a kind of barrage of abuse. And in fact, when we released the site, people were very, very positive about the site, about how they worked, how they looked. The figures that we are seeing are very encouraging, which I'm not going to go into any details about. We found things like commenters have really come across on the new site. One of the things you can see is that the site feels alive. There are a lot of people who've certainly taken that first hurdle going from the free to the registration site. And really, we are in a process of experimenting, learning, developing the site. There are lots of things which will be appearing on the site in the next kind of 3 to 4 months, which are big parts of the site around things like personalization, around community. And it's a very exciting time. I think beyond that, I should probably sit down and ask the questions.
Lots of lovely questions. Okay, who wants to kick us off?
You
want to
take a couple of